It's February 27th, and I was just inspired to charge the pink opal, this stone I have from Australia that I've been cutting into small pieces and polishing. So the door's open, so I'm going to charge them, and I thought I would explain a little about what this is about. Pink opal is a stone for the heart. It's a stone for feeling and dealing with emotions. From my perspective, we need to commit to being willing to feel all that we can feel. I'm talking about the faculty of human motion stuff, human emotion stuff. And but if we are willing to feel, then we need to process and move through what we're carrying that we have felt in the past and perhaps has gotten stuck within us. So to talk about doing spiritual evolution and being heart-centered, living a heart-centered life, what that really means is we have to go through our history and alter our relationship and the meaning of those experiences in the past that have hurt us. One easy way to look at this is to notice what brings a charge when you think of it. So if a charge as in oomph or pain or a little wave of anger that rushes up or that smarts, realizing that compassion is generated from the heart, from the fourth chakra. So compassion is a huge tool when working with the charged pink opal. Compassion really does heal everything, but you must be willing to feel what has been stored in your energy field and your body from the past in order to move through it. So using one of these stones will stimulate your emotional self, and this is good. I'm kind of being a little tongue-in-cheek about it, a little smart-alecky, because most of us have been trained to fear our emotions or to be wary of being too emotional. What we haven't realized is that if we avoid certain emotions or we get stuck on them or we judge them, which can get us stuck on certain ones, then they stick. So judgment, self-criticism, self-hatred, if we do those things about the emotions and the feelings that we have, including the reactions, the feelings we have had to situations and events in our past, then we get stuck, and the heart chakra stores information that is not generating compassion in this moment. I'm figuring most of us, I certainly have, but I'm figuring most of us have noticed times when we feel open-hearted and we feel generous and wonderful and joyful, and then something may occur to us or somebody we know that brings up a negative feeling or a memory we have of a painful experience from the past. This is normal, as there are so many different notes in your field, so many different kinds of things that could be musically played and having emotion call up, resonate, and be played again as though a musical instrument from the past. And then you close your heart when something comes up like that. Now, my recommendation is always to open the heart. One of the beings that I channel, often people hear me refer to him as Jehudi, also known as Thoth, Saint Germain, and Merlin. Well, Saint Germain, as one of those faces, Saint Germain is the keeper of the violet flame of forgiveness, and everything he teaches is about transforming through generating compassion in the face of pain, in the face of judgment and hatred. The violet flame of forgiveness. You can use the stone to call in Saint Germain and access that flame, if that's where you are in the process of this heart chakra opening. The energies that we're putting into this set of stones. Some of you may feel very compassionate toward others, and maybe that isn't the thing. So we're putting a variety of frequencies, sub-frequencies in order to hit different notes. So whatever you need is what will happen. You may need to re-feel something from the past. You may not any longer be able to put off or avoid feeling something that hurt from the past. So my invitation to you, if you're going to work with one of these stones, charged with this beautiful energy that you're hearing coming through my voice right now as well, my whole being now is affected by this heart open, gentle, relaxed energy. My invitation to you is to be willing to feel all you can feel. Be willing to feel what has hurt in the past again so that you can resolve it. And be willing to move on. If you are somebody who says, I've already dealt with this, be very, very clear. If there is a charge, then it has not been dealt with in the right way or in a compassionate way. Many of us will deal with our pain with the linear logical mind, which attempts to control everything and assign meaning that may not be the meaning that our souls see it, or our guides, or our higher selves. Most of the time, the brain cannot see beyond its own logic. We attract everything to us that we experience. Using one of these stones, you have the opportunity of viewing things in a different way, and assuming, I mean, it's a truth. When we're open in our heart and our intuition, we can see it as true. It vibrates, it resonates through us. The truth that what we experience, even what is painful, is vibrated to us because we are vibrating, you know, I kind of need to figure out how to respond to that kind of stimulus. Essentially, all humans are tasked with the long-term journey of learning to go from fear and pain into love and forgiveness and compassion. Spirituality is all about love, but you cannot avoid what is hurt. You will be hurt in the future. You have been hurt in the past. This is normal. But what you draw to you will change significantly when you live a heart-open life and you go through that history and you say, yeah, that person who lied to me, yeah, somehow that was an important lesson for me. That person's soul agreed to lie to me as a human. So not forgiveness in the form of, well, yes, everything is, yeah, I forgive that person. Okay, I won't hold a grudge. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is in opening the heart and having a transformative release experience. This is what these stones are in part charged to do. So your emotions may be activated, your general emotional nature may be activated when you use one of these charged pink opals. And or particular memories from the past may surface. And or themes that are related to particular memories in the past, meaning the repeat of a theme that is not the same event or interaction from the past that hurt. In other words, you may be having a feeling that reminds you of a feeling you had in the past and it suddenly rushes back the original situation. Realize that the present day situation is actually a repeat because you are vibrating. This is unprocessed. This still hurts, this thing from the past. And it is not normal and natural for any of us to carry unprocessed pain. These things keep coming up. And if we won't look at it, or we don't feel strong enough to forgive, or we feel that we maybe need to surrender an identity as a victim, and we won't surrender that identity, then the thing will come back in another way. So all that has, I want to talk about identity for a minute regarding the use of this crystal and this business about forgiveness. Whatever it is that's happened to you, you have vibrated it to you as an energetic being. My challenge to you is to adapt to this perspective so you can rewrite your history. You are not a victim of anything. You have never been a victim of anything. The identities that we develop because of our pain can lead us into being victims because we work really hard to avoid being hurt in the same ways again or further. What could happen next, in fact, in your day-to-day life, has never happened before. Being heart open necessitates at first going through this junk, this stuff from the past, but then necessitates being present. If you say right now, I'm going to be present, live my heart open life. Gosh, this guy has this great thing he's talking about, living a heart open life. Man, I want to do that. And then you do it, and then you find yourself hypersensitive, and the pain from the past comes up. Understand that's a normal part of the process. I'm asking you to open your heart and live a heart-centered life. And yet these things will come up. You'll have to deal with them. So be aware that in the short term, there's a learning curve that is a painful growth process. It is not normal and natural, again, for you to carry pain and a lack of forgiveness, holding on to a grudge or anger or a sense of injustice out of betrayal. So what does it mean to forgive something? And this is the tool I recommend. Now, like I said, sometimes we've worked through it. We think we've worked through it, but if I mention it, there's still anger or a tear that comes up in your eye. That means it hasn't been worked through in the right way. It doesn't mean your work was not important. It doesn't mean the time and effort and resources you put into working on it were not valid. It means that maybe that work didn't get to the core of it. Maybe your brain was doing that work, and your heart needs to open and surrender and release the judgment and the meaning that has been ascribed to that painful situation. If you look at every painful situation having the meaning that you have vibrated something to you, so you learn more about experiencing a kind of pain or many kinds of pain, so that you can learn to open your heart to empower yourself as a divine being, then you will make fantastic strides with living a heart-open life. Everything that has hurt you has been vibrated to you, not so that you're punished, not because there's something wrong with you, not because you did something wrong or you didn't do something right. It's been vibrated to you because your soul says, as a human, I need myriad, countless opportunities to learn about opening the heart. Over here, I want somebody to say, you're the best ever. You're my favorite. And my heart opens. Over here, I need somebody else to say, you're a turd, you're a piece of crap, you're stupid, you'll never amount to anything, so that eventually I can learn to open my heart to heal the sting of those kinds of things. Your soul views every aspect of your life as important educational material to show it how to navigate a world where we don't know if there's enough love, thereby potentially inspiring us to protect ourselves, close our hearts, which keeps what we've felt in the past blocked in, locked in, stuck. To view all those situations, to learn how to open the heart, to become the source of love for yourself. If you've been reading or listening to channel material that I bring through from Ascended Master Jehudi, also known as, you know, Thoth Saint Germain Merlin, there's a lot in there about becoming the source of love in your own world. Loving yourself in all the ways that someone else hasn't or won't or wouldn't or refused to love you. Loving yourself in all the ways that somebody else was incapable of loving you. Your divine power rests in loving yourself in all the ways that others have not. Any love you intend or desire to give to others or the world, through service, through relationship, through friendship, family dynamics, any form of that love, if you are not loving yourself first, it isn't pure. Doesn't mean you shouldn't help people or be there for other people, but you must look at yourself first. It is not divine love you're giving when you're being of service if you're still judging yourself for something that happened 5 years ago. Or if you have internalized the judgment of others so that now the judging voice in your mind sounds an awful lot like a parent or a sibling or a teacher or a boss or something or some other authority figure from your past. If you're internalizing those things, you're not generating love for yourself. You're not being the source of love. Judy often talks about the human journey over multiple lives as being about this process of learning what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. And then in the fifth channel book, he talks about that in the fourth channel book, you know, the first four constantly. In the fifth book, conscious living, conscious dying, he says, okay, let me tell you what the answer is. And I was like, yeah, I've been curious. Like, what's the answer? And he says, becoming the source of love for yourself, becoming the source of love. This is your divine power. So if there's something to forgive, A, like for you, when you get one of these stones, this supercharged tool for forgiveness, relaxation, surrender, opening the heart, progressing with living a heart-centered life. There's anything to be forgiven in others, decide that you're willing to do that. Decide you're willing to see them as helpers, as other souls who have interfered with your journey, so you learn more about becoming the source of love for yourself. If there's something in yourself that you know you need to forgive when you begin working with a charged pink opal, decide you're willing to do it. Decide you're willing to let yourself off the hook as a work in progress, learning as you go. A lot of people think, well, then I'd be giving myself permission to be sloppy and not pay attention and to just do things in a crappy, crummy way. That's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. That's your brain having a fear that you're a loser, and if you relaxed a little bit, it would become abundantly clear to everybody that you've always been a loser. It's what the brain does. It's not what the heart does. The heart feels. And the heart internalizes these messages of the brain. If you're not open, things can't move, and so in your heart will be stored the energies, the negative critical energies that the brain has generated about what's wrong with you and why you're a loser, or not smart enough, or lazy, or not accomplished. I'm already age, insert number here, and what do I have to show for it? That's not your heart. That's not an expression of your divine power. That is the brain having taken over your self-definition, having prescribed expectations based on its own logic, not the logic of the heart. This is not your divine power. This is not your heart. So what are you going to align with? The ideal is that your brain, your mind, your linear logical self serves the rest of you. Lead with your heart. Deal with the past. And be willing to feel, be willing to be sensitive. You don't need protection, is one of the major things to really get through to you today in this MP3. Protection is a way of the brain trying to prevent future pain. Protection makes the heart closed. And then some people think, well, my heart is open, but yes, I have shielding up because who knows what's out there. I deal with a lot of people who have been trained in various intuitive and psychic methods that they believe they have open hearts, yet they have protection. If you read about almost any crystal on the web, these gemstones, these rocks, many, many, many of them are said to be about protection. The ancients said this would protect you from the evil eye or from whatever, psychic attack or from negative energies. This is baloney. The concept that you need protection and you have to close your heart is based in the fear that you're not safe. This is the mind. This is not your heart. This is not your divine power. So, decide that you are willing to feel all you can feel regarding the faculty of emotions. You're willing to feel. Decide you're willing to, and you're committed to processing the past one thing by one, one by one. The things that need to be forgiven in self and other, the things that need to be released and transformed in the face of. And decide that you're going to live a heart-open life and not carry any energies you encounter. Well, if I open my heart, how do I know people ask. What's going to happen to me? Well, when you're generating love without question, A, you're more vulnerable. At times you will be hurt. But life is about joy and pain. Life is not about avoiding pain. So you're not fully human if your heart is not open. Again, your divine power is the power of the heart. So how do I know that I won't encounter something negative? At times you will, by the way. Most of the time you won't if you're not expecting negativity. If you're not fearing for your safety, you won't attract anything that should make you afraid. This is a fact. The mind, your mind, may not agree. Well, what is your mind doing? Is it running your life or is it serving your heart and your spirit? What's truer, the fears of your mind or the impulses of your divine love, your divine heart? When you generate energy from your fourth chakra, you create a field around you that is positive. Carry this in the world around you, and you don't attract negativity. If you have a bad day, you may attract negativity. If you're being negative, you may. The free 13-minute MP3 that's on my linked from my homepage, the meditation, is a great exercise for opening the heart. This is very important. As you do this, I want you to get comfortable doing that in general. I want everybody who hears this to use that meditation every day. Once you know the steps, you don't have to use the MP3. It doesn't have to take 13 minutes. But I want you to open the heart. I want you to get used to this. When you use a charged pink opal, when you get to that heart opening part, I want you to choose, when you open this heart energy, you bring this energy out through your heart. I want you to choose to forgive yourself for what you judge, to accept yourself no matter what you fear and decide that you're willing to feel, and to remind yourself that love heals everything. Because it's either love or fear. Everything that hurts is based in fear, pain, fear, drama, anger, whatever. The power of the heart to continually generate heart energy heals things, soothes things. So I want you to get comfortable with that MP3. And when you use a charged pink opal, generate energy from the heart and actively forgive yourself. And when you get done with that, actively forgive that other person. Don't do it with your mind. Don't sit there and say, yes, I forgive the person. No, get in your heart, open your heart and forgive that person. Send loving energy to that person. Release that person of any obligation to be a teacher for you, because you get it. You hurt me, or we hurt each other, because I or both of us need to learn how to open the heart and come out of pain to be our empowered divine selves. That's why this happened. You didn't hurt me. I co-created hurt. I've decided to rewrite why that happened and be in my heart more. I send you love. Thanks for playing. God bless everybody. Being a bit of a smart aleck, but this is an important tool, an extremely important tool. And the charged pink opal will really help with that, really help you with opening your heart. More about protection. How do I know that what I open to won't be negative? When your heart is open, your radar is on. Hearts either open or close. Fourth chakras, either open or close. It's extremely simple. Decide to be open. Decide to feel. Decide to feel the world around you, the energies in the world around you. Commit to not absorbing anything and carrying it with you, but sensing it, but not carrying it. And when you encounter something that doesn't work for you, don't shut down. That's what the mind says you're supposed to do. When you encounter something that doesn't work, move on. Stay open. You do not need protection. If you protect your heart, you cannot flow. You are not your divine, powerful, loving self. Living with the heart open, again, you will be more sensitive to different energies and emotions in the world around you. You may find yourself in circumstances and contexts in which heart is not valued, and you may feel this costs me too much to be sensitive. And again, I want you to realize that if you close down, then you move away from your loving divine self. Also, extremely important, if you open your heart without being grounded and without discernment, then you'll be overly emotional in a way that does not serve you. So get in your body. If you feel like you're not in your body, and the reason that you're not in your heart is because you don't want to be in your body, then when you get a charged pink opal, get a charged tiger iron as well. That activates and helps clear gently the lower three chakras. It's the gentlest of all the stones that are available. It's got a fundamental, deep process that does not shake everything up. Sometimes the onyx might. The shivalingam might do that a little bit. Red jasper, some, you know. But the tiger iron, get in your body. That's another reason to do that 13-minute MP3 as often as possible. Be in your body. Be willing to be in your body. Your body is the vehicle for your divine journey. Your heart is its navigation tool, not your brain. When you think of that past situation in time that hurt you, that brought pain, that inspired anger and resentment because you were hurt, all anger, by the way, I forgot to mention this in this MP3, all anger begins with pain, every single bit of it. Yeah, rewrite the history of your life about you and others with that truth. You'll radically change your experience of being a person. But that past situation, when you think of it and you're calm and you feel a little bit of an easy opening and a little bit of appreciation and joy, you know you've processed it. On the other hand, if you think of it every time and it causes pain, you need to do forgiveness work. You need to let it go. You need to stop expecting yourself and others to be perfect because there's no such thing. You need to stop expecting others to make you feel safe. There's no such thing as safety until you decide internally that you are safe. And that you have the right to say yes to what works and no to what doesn't work. I always say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate. That's how I often describe it. Be open. Don't protect yourself. Know that you are a portion of divine consciousness, divine wisdom, strong enough to say yes, please, when appropriate, and also no, thank you when appropriate. When you get one of these stones, the very first thing that you experience over the first few days might be crying and feeling very emotional and sentimental. It would be temporary, but get in your body. Make sure you get in your body. Cords into the earth from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, drawing the energy of the earth up into your body all the time. I do this all the time until I forget, and then I have a bad day, and then I encounter negativity in the world around me. I get these immediate responses of if I'm positive or negative, if I'm heart open or heart closed, if I'm in my head, which is closed, or in my heart, which is open. These immediate responses to if my energy field is run by my mind, which is always critical, always judging, always expecting, versus being in my heart, which allows things and flows with things as they are. When you get a pink opal crystal, as with all other crystals that I offer email support. You can be in touch with questions. Some of the things may be really intense and deep, and I might say I recommend a session or an energy work session or a talking session, but be in touch to ask questions if you don't understand how the stone works or what your experience is. I offer this to people all over the world who buy a crystal because everyone's experience is unique. And everything I've described here is true, and yet your particular biography is unique. Your particular beliefs and your feelings are unique. So I'm happy to offer these to you, happy to give you a tool charged with the energies of Metatron and Jehudi, a lot of Saint Germain energy in here today, an anchor of Saint Germain's energy to open your heart in your own life, and to transform through that, to be a heart-centered being and get closer to, and ultimately embody, divine power of being loving.